So first of all, I'd like to identify my co-authors on this particular paper, Dr. Mike Arnold, Dr. Charles Hall, Dr. Brent Pemberton, who I thank for being here this morning, Dr. Marco Palma, and Dr. Sean Carver. Those guys were integral in this work and very grateful for their help. So today I'll be discussing a portion of my dissertation that dealt with the asexual propagation by way of cuttings of five native Texas ground covers. These native Texas ground covers had been selected for drought and heat tolerance in particular. And so I guess the question is, why these native ground covers, right? Why would we deal with these? Well, the obvious answer is drought. In 2011, my home state of Texas had its most intense year of drought on record. Now this image down in the bottom right-hand corner, you'll notice that well over three-quarters of our state in October, a month where we're typically being replenished with rainfall and with cooler temperatures, well over three-quarters of our state had exceptional drought conditions, and the entirety of it had at least severe drought conditions. And of course, in the upper left-hand corner, you see the lower 48 states there. About half of it was experiencing some form or extent of drought at this point, and so it was a, obviously a pretty serious issue that we had. And of course, that doesn't even bring into question the recent drought that we've had in California and the West Coast. And so we realized that, politicians have what they call teachable moments. We had a researchable moment, I think, at this point. And so about nearly three quarters of the country had dealt with this drought in the last 4 to 5 years. And so it was quite fortuitous. It almost sounds we made it up, but it's true. In 2008, we began to look for these plant materials that were stress tolerant, in particular drought and heat tolerant. And so we settled on five based on their aesthetic value, and of course the drought and heat tolerance that we had observed in nature. And of those five, I'll be discussing touching on four of them today, discussing one in depth. The four at the bottom of the screen are the four that were included in this particular study, the propagation study. Berichia frutescens, which is a common name C. oxi, Erigeron procumbens, Corpus Christi fleabane, Enothera drummondii, beach primrose, and Phyllonotiflora, which is turkey tangle frog fruit, which is one of my all-time favorite common names. And today, from here on out, unless I mention it, I'll be discussing Berichia frutescens in the interest of time. So the objectives of the study were to take these four species and determine if they could be inserted into a conventional production system, and in this case, propagation system. As many of you know, I'm sure, anytime you take a native plant and insert it into a conventional system, it doesn't always work. Sometimes we don't always get the desired results. And so therefore, we wanted to determine if these species would propagate successfully in a conventional propagation system. And the three factors that we wanted to look at most were propagation timing, bottom heat regimes, and KIBA concentration. KIBA is potassium salt of endo-3-butyric acid, fairly typical auxin. So we took these four species, and they were included in separate experiments. Those three factors, propagation time, were just generally a cool season and a warm season. For each species, we obviously had specific times. However, we weren't able to propagate these concurrently due to space and time limitations. And so cool season and warm season was just a general way to look at these propagation timings. Bottom heat regimes, so I don't know if you noticed in the very first picture that I showed, there were blue mats, and they were our bottom heat mats. We had a non-bottom heat control, a 26.7 Celsius degree bottom heat regime, which was what we considered a medium bottom heat, which was 80 degrees Fahrenheit, and a 35 degrees Celsius bottom heat, which we considered to be high, which was 95 degrees Fahrenheit. It was quite high. Of course, a wide range there. And then KIBA levels by way of a five-second quick dip. So four or five concentrations of that, depending upon the amount of plant material that we had available. And those KIBA concentrations range from 0 to 9,000 milligrams per liter. So it was a modified complete block design where 10 cuttings yielded one replication. That was by three blocks by three bottom heat regimes by 4 KIBA levels in the case of Berichia frutescens, the species I'll be discussing at length today, and by 2 dates. And that yielded 720 cuttings, 360 cuttings per propagation time. The cuttings were allowed to root for about 3 weeks, and we had seen in our previous work with these species that 3 weeks was about the right time where we had root initiation and elongation. However, much time after 3 weeks, we began to see some deleterious effects as far as staying in the misbench and perhaps moist conditions or conditions that were too moist. And then finally, we took the measurements that included binomial indication of rooting, so yes or no, initial and final cutting height, a height and 2 perpendicular widths of the root system itself, so that we could then calculate a root growth index, which we considered the height times the width of the root system itself, a mean of the 5 longest roots, and finally a visual quality rating that was assessed by 2 independent raters, which I'll show you in just a moment. Statistically, we looked at these possible interactions and main effects of the 3 factors by way of ANOVA, and we compared by use of the standard least squares procedure for the qualitative variables and polynomial regression for continuous variables, and for the visual quality ratings, we use chi-squared tests, and we compare the overall sample mean to each treatment mean by way of single sample t-test, and again, we'll see that in just a moment as well. So as far as visual quality rating was concerned, this was a rating based on a 1-5 scale, and it was a rating simply of the root system, so not of the cutting as a whole, simply of the root systems themselves. And those ratings were based on, as you can see, root system size, density, symmetry, the color of the root system. So visually, one of the only ways you can really try to assess the health of the cutting in that way is by color. And then, of course, the overall general appearance of the root system. And you can see representative samples of our photos there in the bottom. Okay, these are, again, results from the Berichia frutescens. And this is rooting percentage, a main effect of KIBA on rooting percentage. And you'll notice right off the bat that the rooting percentage was quite high. We had seen in all 4 of these species that they were quite readily rooted, and that was borne out in much of our research. But you will notice that an intermediate KIBA concentration of between 2 and 4 thousand milligrams per liter, these two points on our graph there, was really where the rooting percentage was at its highest, above 90%. There's no significant difference between those 2 points, and so there's an optimum somewhere between 2 and 8,000. Unfortunately, we weren't able to narrow it down anymore. There's more research that needs to be done as far as that's concerned. But yet you still see, from a grower's perspective, anything above 90% is quite nice. You'd prefer 100%, of course, and I think that's achievable here. You also see a diminishing return with increasing KIBA, as is typical of many auxin studies that we see. So, quite high as far as rooting percentage was concerned. Root growth index, again, height time width of the root system itself. You'll notice that each line here represents a different heat regime or bottom heat regime. And so, the medium and the high heat, the 80 and 95 degrees Fahrenheit, you'll notice that at each KIBA concentration, there is no significant difference between the two, which I thought was quite interesting, that difference in heat really had no effect on the root growth index. However, the non-bottom heat control at 4,000 milligrams per liter expressed the greatest root growth index that we observed in the study, which was informative, and of course there was a sharp decline toward the 8,000 milligram per liter. So we're beginning to see a trend where an intermediate KIBA concentration with no bottom heat would aid in the rooting of some high quality Berichia cuttings. Mean shoot dry mass, now we didn't consider mean shoot dry mass to be an indicator of rooting itself, but rather an indicator of overall cutting quality. And as you'll notice that with the increasing KIBA, there was a general trend in decreasing of the mean shoot dry mass of these particular cuttings. There was the greatest that we had observed, the greatest mean shoot dry mass in the high heat with no KIBA. However, again, you'll notice that the intermediate KIBA concentrations with no bottom heat were among the highest observed. And so, again, we see overall quality was quite high in that particular treatment, and everything else was variable. And then finally, our visual quality rating, there was a three-way interaction among the date and temperature and KIBA concentration. You'll notice this overall sample mean is 2, which is quite low. However, during that October period, the cool season period, there was really no difference between the treatment means, many of the treatment means, and the overall sample mean, except for that high 35 degrees Celsius and 8,000 milligram per liter concentration. And so we realized in the cool season, if you wanted to root Berichia of high quality root systems, you'd probably have to increase the inputs as far as KIBA and bottom heat were concerned. And then in the warm season, we saw quite a few differences between the treatment means and the overall sample mean. Again, we see that that non-bottom heat and the 4,000 milligram per liter concentration was quite high as far as, or statistically different from the overall sample mean. You also notice that at the high bottom heat, the 35 degrees Celsius and the intermediate KIBA concentrations, it was greater than the overall sample mean as well. However, most producers, when given the choice between no bottom heat and a high bottom heat, would certainly choose the none in many cases. So that was informative as well. Now quickly, let me show you just a few things about the other species. This is Erigeron procumbens and the rooting percentage of it. There's a main effect of bottom heat that is illustrated in the upper left-hand corner, and a main effect of KIBA concentration in the bottom right-hand corner. And the take-home from Erigeron was that it just roots extremely readily. I mean, the non-bottom heat rooted at about 95%, and the 8,000 milligram per liter KIBA rooted at about 95%. Those were the lowest that we observed. But really, the bottom heat would increase the rooting percentage, and as would applying no KIBA in that case. So again, rooted extremely readily. The Enothera, we see a three-way interaction where the upper left-hand corner illustrates the warm season period and the bottom right-hand corner illustrates the cool season period. In the warm season, you note that, again, almost all the Enothera rooted at about 100%. However, in the cool season, there were some treatments that rooted at approximately 50 or a little bit less than 50% for those given treatments. There were some that rooted at 90%, though, and those that rooted at around 90% had some form of bottom heat included. And so, again, during that cool season for Enothera, we realized that perhaps that bottom heat was really important, whereas during the warm season, it was really not. And then finally, Phyllanotiflora, again, rooted readily. However, you'll notice the only treatments that did not root at 100% were those that had no bottom heat applied, so the controls. So for phyla, that bottom heat was really important as well. So overall, quickly, our cuttings rooted at least 90% in some treatment combination that we tested. So each one of these species can be rooted in a conventional system. The quality and the quantity was generally greater during the warm season propagation periods. And no bottom heat was necessary for Berichia or Erigeron or Enothera. Now, depending upon what time of year, perhaps bottom heat is recommended, but it wasn't necessary. For phyla, we found that the increase in the quality and quantity was great enough to warrant some bottom heat. And finally, KIBA levels between 1 and 4,000 milligrams per liter induced acceptable root quality for all of these species. All right, thank you. I don't have much time for questions, but if there are one or two, I think I can attempt those. Yes, sir.
How did you manage the stock plants for cuttings?
So that was a difficult problem because most of these want to go dormant during the cool season. So we had to plant them in large containers, and we had them in greenhouses, properly fertilized and watered, and we had them growing actively when we took the cuttings. So that was one thing that would have to be considered for these growers. You'd have to manage these actively if you wanted to root them in cool season. However, to grow them and to propagate them effectively and have them to the size that they should be, you know, when the spring hits in Texas, which would be, you know, March or so, you're going to have to do that. You're going to have to keep those cuttings actively growing and propagate them around late January or February. Anything else? Thank you.